You are a scam.
Cheers to life.
We came to this show this morning. And Mayo said she has sore throat. I'm like,
but
okay,
I do have sore throat.
Look at her.
But the show must go on. Do you understand?
Has to go on, you know.
I have sore throat. If you have remedy for sore throat, please DM me. M-I-M-I-E-Y. I cannot come and keep myself.
I'm not a DM me. We have it.
Somebody looks like DSS. It's like DSS. DSS comes to arrest her. Uncle DSS, good morning.
So you don't know that he's a spy all this year.
Do you work for the NSA or DSS? Which one?
Hot man.
10 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Good morning, Lego. Which one is Chi?
Chi. My check. Chi.
Are you two-faced? Chi.
Chi. Chi.
Alawai. Chi.
Chi.
Chi. Anyway, it's Thursday. Cousin to Friday. That means that when you see Thursday, Friday is around the corner.
Can I say something?
What?
It's Friday tomorrow.
I think we don't already. Yeah.
They will hit at you. Ladies and gentlemen, I have 200 naira with me. And I want to say thank you so much for those that contributed this amount of money. I thank you for all you've done for me and my family.
You're welcome.
We want to thank you so much for this 200 naira note.
We love doing it.
And the good Lord will give you 200 naira too. Nobody say amen. Welcome to What's Up, Lego?
You don't come back from South Africa.
I just say, one person is doing shaking, another person is doing bell. And that time, I carve a niche for myself.
Yes.
My niche is...
But you know, there's a tribe in Nigeria that does that too.
Yeah, that's the Hausa people now.
Yes.
Okay. Something like Yororo.
Calm down. Yororo, foolish you there.
Yori. My name is Mary Anna Cohn, and I'm in the studio, not alone. I have like two.
Feta is my name before she says cross-fertilization.
Cross-fertilization.
Oh. My name is Stretch, and together
and
with
he stretches to life.
Uh-huh. With this beautiful women in the studio.
As in three women.
Three women, that's true.
Hi.
One is Stretch's color.
Yeah, she's exactly what I want.
Have you seen your life?
I'm confused.
How do you know I'm not talking to Feta?
Because... Then I will leave the studio.
So now your relationship with Stretch is threatened.
Calm down. Don't try to spoil my bad name. Don't try it.
But you're looking very hot today.
Thank you.
I want to take you out.
You look like Stevie Wonder. No, he looks Stevie Wonder-ish.
Leave her. Is hatred.
Is hate.
I think you'd rather take me in.
How would
than
you say it?
In
okay.
Hate. This is Marianne talking. Today. The shield stop hiding because if you hide somebody, that person will hide you back.
Hide you back.
Can you see what I'm suffering?
Can you see what you're suffering?
This is what I have to deal with every morning.
Well done.
What are you well done with?
Let me tell you what cracks me up the most about you guys.
It's the energy you get.
Don't you know that you are used to the energy?
That's the funny thing. We are the ones even doing the right way. You don't use energy.
Let me tell you. If you don't pronounce, how can you say well done?
You don't use that accent without energy.
Well done.
This is Northern Welsh accent.
By the left.
Accent.
Can we go to the next portion of the show?
I come to the job to
with job. You see, it's job.
Show.
You see, it's J-A-B-O.
That's how you pronounce.
J-A-B-O. I didn't say job.
You said. What did you say?
That's J-A-B-O.
What did you say? What did you say?
I said job.
Job. That's J-O-U-B.
J-O-U-B.
I went to university.
J-O-U-R. She's speaking.
I universitated.
Yeah.
In our journey.
Yeah. She's right. Yeah. I support her. Yeah.
I'm done. Mr. Femi, please, can I change shows? I think I want to do Morning Crossfire now.
No, listen. You do the Morning Crossfire.
Okay, enough. That's okay. You can come to the show. We'll just follow you at your back.
Yes.
Morning Crossfire!
I will do this. Yes!
I'm done.
You're done. You're I done. Thought you were done too.
Welcome to the show. As usual, we start off with these clowns.
Who you're calling me a clown? If you call me a clown,
Shebishu asked for beans.
Yes, yes. Don't worry. Yeah.
We start off with the clowns in the studio.
Yeah, that's the
and
studio.
Then, we sound off.
You came here to die. God will not let you die.
Church, can you shut up?
Okay, I will shut up.
And this is not sound.
This is absolute chaos.
I call it. Some people call it chaos.
Say it again.
How can you have chaos?
Lagos. Yes, we're the ones who are paid to be silly on air.
No,
for 2 hours.
Don't say that.
Two hours. Nobody else can do this.
You can say foolish, but not silly. I can't be called silly.
Okay. Lulu.
Yeah, maybe.
Or the Zuzu.
But anyway.
Angie Biri Bay.
They didn't let me talk.
Okay. Let's go for sound off. At this point, we will start the show.
They didn't let me talk.
Yeah, father. English, we'll finish it today.
I'm really sorry for you guys.
English, will regret.
No, but you see, I want to try to sound like you guys.
Better.
Like you guys. I'm trying to do my mouth.
Say it. Okay, can we go to sound?
It's the way you do it. I'm going to call the name of the person that talks like that in real life, yeah?
That's your business,
after the break, yeah?
Yeah, it's a new one, yeah? Let's go to sound off.
It's not sound off.
I'm sexy sound off. Yeah.
I'll take you to Lagos.
We bring fun.
Good vibes.
We go in through the nooks.
And come out through the crannies.
We even have very serious conversations.
No, we don't.
Oh, yes, we do.
No, we don't. And that's what makes us ask you,
what's up, Lagos? Let's do this.
I am Stretch.
I am Marianne.
And let's fire up your mid-morning from 10 a.m. till 12 noon on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogun magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. So today we're sounding off on ourselves. The Sound Off is on ourselves. The Lagos State Government has been appealing for calm. Yes, we know that the money situation is hitting really hard on us and all of that, and people are getting frustrated. I told you yesterday I was coming into work and a pregnant lady approached me because she needed money to eat. I mean, she's pregnant. And she said it. It's not that I don't have money, but I can't get access to my money. Whatever you have, I want it. And that's what's happening. People are begging to eat. People are becoming suicidal because they can't get access to their monies. And this could, you know, cause a lot of rage and angst, and people would begin to act out, and that's what we saw happen in Edo State yesterday.
Yeah, Benin specifically.
Yes.
Worry.
It was really bad.
Ibadan.
So I'm appealing. This is an appeal today. We're sounding off on one another. If we destroy these things, whatever harm that we bring on one another, because we saw a guy that was almost dying yesterday. He was bleeding out.
Almost dying, or the one in the wheelbarrow? There was a dead one.
Oh, I saw one that was almost dying.
Yeah.
And I'm saying we're harming ourselves. How does that help us to get our monies? The kind of chaos that we're creating as a result. I know you're angry. I know I'm frustrated also. But if we go about destroying everything, then what does that solve?
Yeah. To put this behind this, is not that the people are frustrated to a certain point. And I know government could have stopped us from getting to this point of frustration before stepping in. 200 naira, no 200 naira. You need to be government and sort this out. Mm. In Benin, a bus came and dropped a certain kind of people. Mm. And they all came off the bus and the thing got escalated. Many buildings were burnt. So I'm saying, yes, in as much as I feel that we should also calm down and take it easy, people need to eat. People need to get by. People shouldn't beg for their own monies. It is annoying. Mm-hmm. But like Marianne said, you don't throw away the baby and the bathwater. You don't get to destroy what you come back to. Those areas that don't have banks
anymore.
We
will need those banks.
You will need them. We know what we had to go through in Admiralty and most parts of Lekki when ATM machines were destroyed.
Yeah.
It cost us something. Yes. So in as much as we're hungry, we're angry, we're upset at what's going on, can we take a step backwards? The elections 25th is just down the corner. So can we just hold our breath and get to that point? And government, we've talked to you, we've spoken to you, we've begged you, well, we've pleaded. Now we're telling you that do your job. Do what government does. Do why we pay taxes to you. Do why we call you Your Excellency. Do why you have those sirens. Do why you don't use your money to do any other thing but the taxpayers' money. Do what government does and help solve this situation. It is embarrassing. You have children. You have a son name. You have earth to live in. Life is short.
That sound off. I'll take you to Lagos, to Lagos. That's sweet. All right, somebody sharing sweets in the studio this morning.
Sweet man, he's sharing sweets.
I'm a sweet guy. Do you?
21 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hours. What's up, Lagos? My name is Mary Ann Hischurch. She's FETA cross-fertilization, and we have another cute girl in the studio. She's got some information for us. Right after that, we'll go into conversations in earnest because we have musings today. Mama, papa, picking. Yes. Yes, that's what we're going to talk about. Mother, children, and parents. You know, when parents are arguing,
yes,
and the child is in the middle.
Yes.
I'm the child. You're the mama.
Hey, but it's true now. My papa begin now.
We got some information, girl. Give us. We have a new info, girl. Yes.
Okay.
All right, let's talk. Let's talk this morning. Our musings this morning. Now, you have parents. You have a father. You have a mother, for those who still have their parents. And even before you lost your parents, if your parents were in an argument of sorts, yeah? And you are in the middle. You know, sometimes when two people are having an argument, you want to excuse yourself quietly. But in this case, you're the child, you're there, and they're having a very heated argument. And your dad says, sit down there. Your mother says, stand up. Sit down. I say, my friend. Who are you obeying in this case?
I obey the most violent one.
What do you mean?
the one that strikes first.
How?
For instance, in parents, mother and father, there's one that is the humane one that doesn't strike out, that really hits you. Mm-hmm. When I was growing up, well, I was in between the line and the deep blue sea. My mother used to strike. My father used to strike too. So, but my father strikes once in a while. And when he strikes, he covers up the one that your mother has been striking. So, when in that situation, I don't even stay where the arguments are happening. Mm-hmm. The moment I hear ja, the voices are rising to a certain decibel.
You run.
I leave.
but in this situation, you're caught in the middle. And you want to stand up. Your father says, my family, sit down there. Your mother says, stand up. And I say, sit down. What?
I'll act like the Supreme Court and maintain status quo.
What is that?
If I was sitting down and I stand up and my father says, will you sit down? And my mother says, stand up. I'll stay how I was before they passed any of the instructions. And I'll not look at anybody's face. Yeah, for safety and longevity. So that I'll live long to tell the story. Because so if I was standing and I wanted to sit and they say something, I'll stay, maintain status quo like CBN. like the Supreme Court maintains status.
Okay, Lagos. So this is our musing this morning. Yes?
Yes,
we're asking you guys, if you were caught in the middle of an argument between your parents,
mm-hmm,
and then you want to stand up and leave, and then your father says, "My friend, will you sit down there?" And your mother says, "Stand up and leave." What will you do? Yes, mm-hmm, who will you be?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the question this morning. But we're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, it's still What's Up Lagos, 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is where Lagos' best conversation resides.
All right, we're right back. This is What's Up Lagos! Lagos!
Yeah. Whoop. Hiya! Mm-hmm.
If I hear it, I say, yo. All right, as was, do you want to keep quiet? Where's your switch? Let me turn you off. So, we're asking, if your parents were in an argument and you were fortunate or unfortunate enough to be in that place, and the argument left them and you were about to stand up, the father said, come on, will you sit down there? And the mother said, get up and leave this place. What will you do? Who will you obey?
Because the truth is, no matter how you look at this, whatever you do, you have disobeyed somebody. One, mm-hmm. One says sit, the other says leave.
Yes.
You must not dishonor your parents, though.
Yeah, you can dishonor your parents.
So there are three people you are going to be disobeying one way or the other. If you believe in God, it's God,
mother of
mother
father.
Of.
I'm telling you.
So, Nigerians, what do we do in this case? Because you see, we're very religious people. Ah,
there's one thing you can actually do.
What?
Just like this, disappear.
This is the deepest thing you've said.
Just put your hand, peace in the air.
And you just disappear.
Better. Don't start to look for you. Ah. Kiss off.
Stop watching her video.
Well, the phone line, I didn't even need to call the phone lines. Yeah. Look at how the phone lines are blaring. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Sorry. Call us back, okay? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Good
morning.
Yeah.
That's a 200 naira shout.
Yes.
Okay, I better send the recharge card. Wow.
Yes.
This is a stretch.
Sir?
I beg you. We go need to carry Mr. Go Supreme Court.
Say what can I do now?
Yes.
Because she was receiving calls where they said they don't make this program shine. Yes, I was so disappointed.
Yes, I support you. Although I don't know what you're talking about. Yes.
You are bringing the level of this our show. Why?
I don't know what you're saying.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
So you are receiving calls yesterday.
He did not pick his own call.
Instead of picking his own call.
And apart from that, people where they call, they don't feel shout.
Shout out of the year.
Yes.
Shout out of the year.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. I support you.
This matter, I know go ahead, though. In fact,
you know what? Yes. I didn't wait for your side gates. Come and do your worst.
Which shirt you wear? Which color?
I didn't wear light blue. I didn't wait for your side.
She's wearing baller blue.
If your name now, nah, wait till you be.
She's wearing baller blue.
For the topic today, this is Omenka Joe.
I know.
For the topic today, you know who I refer pass? The one we look like on that car. My father. He hardly touches you.
Hey! Aaron.
Brother. Aaron fears.
Hey!
Ah, Omenke, are you there?
One minute remaining.
Yes, don't worry. I beg your friends. Hey! What's up?
Okay. Thank you very much for calling, Omenka. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Hey, 200 naira don't come up for your voice. Good morning.
Hey, I'm very, very excited this morning.
Yeah, yes, because your lover is here.
All of you, wish me happy birthday.
Happy birthday!
Hey, Chinelle, you are.
Happy birthday. Thank you so much for reminding us because we almost forgot.
I didn't forget. I'm listening.
Tell us now. It's your birthday. What would you do in this case?
The topic we are discussing about mama, papa, and Pekin.
Yes.
It look like as if we are discussing about.
Talk what you say. What you are going to say?
It look like as if we are discussing Labour Party. Papa, mama,
Pekin. I'm going to send you away.
Hello?
I say, oh yeah, I'll stand. Stand up. Sit down. Sit. Stand up. Stand. So I'll not disobey any of them.
So you'll just be doing like soldier.
You'll just be sitting
there. Yes, now stand up. I'll stand. Sit down. Stand up. I'll be doing it. They will be confused, sir. They will not even know what I'm obeying.
Okay. Happy birthday, Chinenyengwa. We will see where we normally see.
We meet at the junction. So wait, you say stand up.
Yeah, she will
do it. Look at something I can do.
It makes sense.
Okay, man.
Nobody can say you disobeyed.
At least.
Come on, will you leave? You believe in this. Come on, sit down here. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Come on, get out of here.
Whose time are you wasting?
Both of you. Instead of them arguing, they are ordering me.
Abby. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, apologies. Please call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Welcome, Church Alive.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Shade. I don't want to be disowned, so I have to speak low.
Okay.
Shade.
Okay, listen.
Yes, Shade. Because what I want to say, they can disown me from the real.
Okay. Yes. Okay, they are there.
But, yes, okay. Yes. So the one I'll listen to is the one that can hold grudges the longest.
Okay.
That's your mother.
I would not say anything, no.
Shade,
you are your own.
Shade, okay.
I just said the one that can hold grudges the longest. That will obey down. Simple.
Wisdom. You are a wise child. Wisdom.
But yes. She didn't mention the gender now.
No, she didn't mention gender.
So it's left for you to
maybe after,
that gender,
That gender. So maybe after 4 years, you are getting married to that bitch. Maybe I told you to sit down. You didn't sit down.
You obeyed your father. Shebi, you're your father's child.
You have said it now. That's not what she said.
Because she said it in whisper. Yes. She said, I'm not mentioning.
So if they remove her from the will, it's your fault, Miriam.
Which will? Did she call her name? What are you talking about?
Shade now.
Shade.
Do you know who Shade is? Shade Adu. Is it Shade Adu?
Shade Adu doesn't call Shade us Adu. Often. Shade Adu. Shade Adu doesn't call us often.
Hey, it can be Shade Adu today. That's your big name.
What's
up, Lagos?
Thank you, Otari.
Thank you very much.
They are hearing you. They are hearing us.
Thank you, Otari.
Well, I've never been caught up in this argument until my papa and my baba left to God.
May their soul rest in peace.
But I want to tell you people what is bothering me. Mm-mm. It's like you people are no longer giving us time to talk. 11 o'clock when I go switch. You people are talking too much.
Okay.
Come to the studio. Come to the studio.
We'll leave the studio for you so you can be talking.
Otari, be our studio. Can you
Erujeji.
Oh, yeah, pick your cause, you know.
Okay. just take it easy.
Hello, good morning. What's up?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
I'll just be obedient, Kazo.
Don't leave me.
Okay. You'll be going, politician.
Okay. See, let me tell you something. Like I said, guys, at the beginning, there's no how you're going to be obedient to one person and not disobey the other. That's it.
Yes, there's no how.
There's no how.
You can be obedient to one person and disobedient to another person.
But yes, now, are you going to obey your dad and disobey your mom?
Yes, you are right.
What did the Bible say?
I didn't know.
You didn't know?
If you didn't know, I didn't
Children,
know.
Obey your parents in the Lord. Not say one parent.
What if they are not paying rent?
And what if they are not in the Lord?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Hey, the prophetess.
The prophet means a prophetess.
Yes.
You are even confused among the two. Now only the Queen of Sheba allow you.
Amen.
And I'm giving you my license that those two mighty heal on the chest. I want 24 boys.
Amen. Is she a rabbit?
No, you should give more than that. At least one prophet in the Bible has 60 children.
Amen.
That's Arsenal and Man
City. Then I'm not asking you to have half.
24 is half of 16.
Okay, what is there that The children should gather and be the father. Ah. So that the father will know that he's not performing as the head of a family.
Wait, wait, what did the father do
What
did this father do to you?
No, no.
They should gather and beat the a man of God must not quarrel.
As humans, we must quarrel.
He's able to design the situation in the family and immediately put Holy Ghost fire on it and burn it. God's quarrel is not of the Lord.
No way, they should gather and beat him.
Yeah, give a slap, slap. The boy will tread off for ground, he goes from my for ground.
No, please, we don't condone violence on this.
You know, don't disobey. You will brutalize
your father.
Sorry, Aigwe. I really want to know what your antecedents did.
He said he just had to gather and beat.
He said he just put one leg when he fall.
How the Holy Ghost fire enter this scene?
I told you guys, Aigwe is the best caller on Nigeria. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life.
Cheers to life. Good morning.
This is Leke Bom Jaga.
Leke, how are you?
What's up?
Stress. I'm better.
Hey, all right. Leke. Oh, yeah, what will you do, Leke?
I think you want to be able to call and begin to contain that you have talked too much. So it cannot be continued if we don't do it. So I think that it's too much for me. I'm not comfortable with that comment.
Don't mind him. Don't mind. It's fine.
It's okay. It's forgiving him.
Thank you, Leke. Leke says, Utale, I'm not comfortable with that, your comment.
Utale, watch it. Leke is watching you.
It's coming for you.
We now have a lawyer on this show. We now have a bouncer. Yeah. We are all right. We are going.
Leke is our bouncer.
Yes, Leke will deal with you.
Chinenyewa
is our lawyer.
Senior advocate on this show.
I'm telling you.
Chinenyewa is junior advocate.
No, on this show, she's a senior advocate.
Okay, who's not the senior?
Thank you very much for that question. That's a very good question.
I don't have the answer.
I don't know the answer.
Okay, guys, because we're feeling generous today, for the next few minutes, we're going to give out 10,000 naira because you see the weekend is
transfer,
here.
Transfer, it's transfer.
The weekend, we don't get cash, yo.
No cash, yo.
Cash, How do you say that cash is not around here?
Cash is not around.
Cut away.
Because
in Yoruba, you first said no in Igbo. You say cash and not and your cash maole.
And your cash maole.
That's you don't have any cash. In Yoruba, you say kosi cash rara o.
Kosi cash rara o.
Ni rara a ni.
Yauza, do you say?
Yauza. Ba kwadi Allah ba musa.
How do you say it in my language?
I know.
In Igbo.
Okugibaga.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you are the real. Ask me how they say it now.
All right, guys. So we are going to be giving you some goodies this morning. What's wrong with this girl? What's wrong? What's
ask
in
me
this?
How they say it in Spanish. But that's fine. It's okay. I'm not the most state again.
It's l'étoile le popo.
Anyway, so Now app is giving out 10,000 naira today on the show, okay? So go ahead and quickly download the Now app and so that we can give you thank you.
10,000.
Now I'm going to give 55K to anybody that can call me now in the next. My next two callers, you will have 55K. We're going to do Ini Mini Mani Mo. This is TV Wonder.
We have WhatsApp messages.
So go ahead and call me right now. Today I'm just going to be generous. Tomorrow I'm coming with the big questions, okay? Who's going to call me right now? See the people that like money. Hey, wait.
It's transfer.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Your shout is not even strong. What's your name?
My name is Williams.
Williams, have you ever called this show before?
Yes, but she's a little small.
Okay.
So you only called because you had 5,000?
No, he was about to call before. No, I saw William dialing. William, oh yeah, go ahead, Jerry.
Williams, we're giving you 5,000 naira courtesy of Nana. So, Williams, what you need to do is send us your account details right now on WhatsApp. Send it to us right now.
I don't have WhatsApp.
William, one chance.
Sir, that's, the 5,000 is going.
William, get somebody that has WhatsApp and send it. Do you want us to give it to another person that has WhatsApp?
No.
So, do you have anybody that has WhatsApp?
Okay, maybe let me try and find somebody.
Let us have your name, your middle name, and your last name, and the time that you called us, so that we know it is you.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So, Egba.
William, what's your surname?
What's your surname, William?
Williams Abiodun Sunday.
Williams Abiodun Sunday. Okay, we are looking at the number you're using to call now. We know this number you're using to call. So type this number inside that message so that we can know it is you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
So we're randomly picking another very lucky color. Let's see. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
The Lagos here.
The number you're calling is out of order.
The number you're calling is
out of order. Please try later.
Please try again later.
Are you hearing my darling? The Queen of Sheba.
Yay. I know. So, Aigwe, you've won 5,000 there.
You see, I'm always on your side now. You know, I love you more than my son. You don't know. Now you go to Kajo and make it a bring that million where you go hide now.
Queen of Sheba, so people don't have light. There's no light where you are.
That is light now.
Why you blow yourself fat now?
You are right.
You know what to do. Please send us your account details and your name right now to our WhatsApp, all right? Quickly. Thank you very much. So, Ahive and Ademi Sunday, okay, are our winners. So, quickly send us your information. If you do not have our WhatsApp number, I'm going to call it out right now for the two guys who have won on the show this morning so that you can post all your information to us. Now, don't forget, if you don't send it to us within the show time, before 12 o'clock, don't call me tomorrow and say, I sent you account details and you did not. All right? 0809-5975-75805. That's 0809-5975-805. That's the WhatsApp number. I'll take it again. 0809-5975-805. And those are our winners for the morning. We'll see if we can take one quick call, but this is not for 5,000 naira. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Apologies. So we got messages on WhatsApp. Let's read them before we go for our break.
Okay. Ejima says, what's up, Lagos? What I'll do in that case is to become confused. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
It's normal.
Hello. Hello, Marianne, the Queen of Sheba, Feta and Stretch. Stretch, look at what you've caused.
What did I cause?
You made Marianne to be shouting like you. Now, Feta has joined you, Stretch. Anyway, no problem. Feta screams, what's up, Lagos, like Ajebo. Love you all, by the way. Now, Mama.
What's up,
Adem. Now, Mama, I go follow, because if not, no food for me. I'm Dampy from Igondo, Lagos. Hello, Marianne and Stretch and Fertile Feta. What's up, Lagos? This matter is simple. When you're in conflict, you take a deep breath. You dig deep into yourself. And you pull out the first line of communication given to you by God and your ancestors.
Wisdom.
You shall bus cry.
Is that not what I said?
Both of them will agree to get at. Nobody cries like a crier in the room. Bow for me, Corridor, with that. Very intelligent.
And that's how
one.
I said that's how you deep. End the conversation. You very start deep. Crying. I knowing my father, he will come to my aid and say, you see, you have made her cry.
If I had done that as a kid, two of them would have beaten me. Why are you crying?
Your parents.
You see how
are they drummers?
You see how I turned them?
Are they drummers?
You turned out very responsible, you know.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's still 99.3 Nigeria in for 4 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. Before we go into our conversation for this hour, because we're going to be talking more about the elections and what we're expecting, you know, in the coming days, especially with Mr. President's statement today. Before we do that, let's go back to some of the messages that you sent to us before we, wrap up the set. So we did ask a question for those who are just joining us. If your parents were in an argument and you were caught in the middle of it, and then you stood up and wanted to leave, and your mother said, or your father says, sit down. Your mother says, my friend, leave this place. Who are you going to obey? And who would you not disobey?
Who would you not obey?
Yes.
So. Okay. What's up, Lagos? You're still live with three dancing emoji. Well done, guys. I love your program. The energy is very inspirational. Keep it up, guys. Good morning, okay? Mr. Wale says, I will sit and stand simultaneously.
Sharp guy.
An obedient child, I stand. What do you expect from this man if care is not taking? I don't know what that means. What's up, Lagos? In this situation, I will sit and be watching them, and at a point, I will shout aloud for them to stop. You want to be dramatic in an African home?
This one, you just
hear. Hey, you want to do Hollywood in Hollywood? Good morning to everyone in the studio this lovely morning. Good morning, Lagos. Okay, that's what you would do. All right, we've got some account numbers. Okay.
Yeah, those are the ones we're looking for. Right. Just one person?
Yes.
Okay. Please.
Queen of Sheba.
Yes, Aigbe has sent. Please, the other Baba, we're waiting for you.
The other Baba's really?
It's just one person, actually. Yeah,
the other Baba.
If we don't get it before the show is over, don't call me and say Raja Info, I won 5,000. You did not.
And please kindly download the app, the Now app, like right now.
It's very important. Mm-hmm.
Very important, yeah.
Because the 5,000 we're giving you is courtesy.
Now. So download it. Download now.
Chuchuma, please come and get your people, yeah? Thank you very much.
Hello, guys. What's up, Lagos? For me, not to form deaf and dumb, use sign language. Just nod to both of them for peace to reign, so they won't come and use me or what I miss Yan or set to settle. From Paul Alimosho in Lagos. All right, good morning. Okay.
In Alimosho, please. His surname is not Alimosho. Thank you.
Okay. What's up, Lagos? This matter past Matthias matter.
When people are doing stuff.
This person says, Maki from Lagos say, Mimi Scatter has stretched my person.
Sorry, who's Mimi Scatter? Is that
you?
He didn't say
that's
it that way.
Name.
No, he said Mimi Scatter. No, Mimi Scatter.
Mimi Scatter.
Scar.
Anyway,
who's that?
His name is Maki.
Oh, is that Scar, the lion in the Lion King?
Mimi Scatter, Scatter, like Miriam Scatter, you.
Marianne.
Marianne Scatter.
It's wrong. Anyway, he says, Una Sabi Screamo Cha. He said, Miriam, now you. He's replying. He said,
Miriam, now you are the
But her name is not Miriam.
Exactly. That's
Marianne,
not my name.
Marianne.
That's not even my name.
Marianne.
Hey, what's up, Lagos? Honestly, Stretch's British accent is top notch.
Oh, God.
He gets me every time he does it.
I knew I was
I am
mates.
From Abulegba.
I am moving from Abulegba first now.
What will now happen?
Stretch's what?
His British accent is top
accent
notch.
Is top British.
Your British.
Yeah. The hand the sound, yeah. Yeah.
See, you don't put it in the accent, it's accent.
Accent.
It's top notch.
And I spoke it. And I
had it. Top notch.
Yes. That's what I said. That's
I apologize on behalf of these ones.
They will apologize
that's
on your behalf.
The Igbo people that migrated, you know, British was from the Igbo people when they left.
No, they're from French people who are from Oron. Yeah.
From Oron. Are you serious?
Read
because
history now.
The
Google
history that's like. You always use
to
this
all
man.
The Oron people. We apologize.
Oron, no, it's from Oron. It's from there they get Orong.
Orong, yeah. I read that. Okay, maybe I'm the one that's actually.
See, I don't like saying things that cannot verify.
I know you do these things. Now, Abba from Agbara says, "I'll always obey my dad, irrespective of anything. The head of the house. I'll always find a way to make it up to my mom. I'm very close to my mom than dad, but I respect, obey, and honor, and put him first.
If you are king,
before any other, as supreme court of the house. My opinion. That's what he says."
Yeah. If you're king,
I'm Jeremiah. Until I became mature to leave my own parents, I maintain decorum that they keep arguments away from the children. So are you saying the people that are older, those people don't I'm a normal
you start advising your parents that keep away, who made you children? Is it them?
Don't even understand. I mean, I feel like he's even trying to throw shade at people that are not arguing in front of their children, that they're not like his parents. You don't do that. It's wrong.
Very wrong.
I appreciate you guys. You guys are not too much, Joe. You they scatter area well, well. Miriam, that's for you. This guy knows you very well.
Miriam Scatter.
That's your new name.
Yeah.
Akparobo. What's that your name? Akorobo.
Your name will be Akorobo. Your name will be Akorobo. Yeah.
Welcome to the show. My name is Miriam Mimi Scatter, and of course I have Stretch Akorobo. Apagu.
Apagu.
And I'm just feta.
Feta, yes. Just, very, very feta.
Just me.
Extremely feta. Yeah.
You're okay, so this is just in commiums, really. Nobody's saying what they would do if, you know, their parents say sit down or stand up. For me, Sha.
What will you do?
I've been lifting my eyes to the heels. We commit my hip.
I am so done with you guys.
You're done.
You're done
with us. You know, no, I've been hearing this thing in Nigeria, in Lagos now. People are quoting somebody. You know, you quote William Shakespeare, you quote Martin Luther King. But now in Nigeria, in Lagos now, they are quoting somebody that I don't do, that never believed he would be quoted.
Who is the person?
Wala, wala. Everybody. Wala, wala, wala.
Is this face? Just, is this face? What's
the, who is there?
Who is there? Ask
it's,
us.
It's Potable.
Potable. His name is Potable.
All right, we're going to go for a break, guys. When we come back,
so
we're going to be talking about the elections. That's the most important thing right now. Yes, if we don't talk about it, we're all over. Wahala, wahala. I do not invite my trouble. Eh?
Wahala, wahala.
So I'll tell you what, the first time I saw the Wahala video,
Potable.
It wasn't him. I saw another guy with a funny face saying the same thing.
Wahala.
Then I now originally saw
the original.
The original one is from Potable.
I don't think he said. Say, I think he said.
Wahala, wahala, wahala.
That's the original one, but
so you don't even know that it's Wahala is saying. He's saying Wahala. Oh.
This quote has entered the high places. So people in meetings, you find people dressed in wala wala. Just drop it. Just say it three times.
Three times, so yeah, it has only to be three times. That's when it's effective.
Effective. That's when it makes the thing. Okay, people are dropping
people
things.
People are dropping things.
Yeah.
And the mention we'll of the sound of that
after this break. Stay with us. All right, 16 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour, and it's still WhatsApp Lagos. I did say that we're going to be talking about the elections and how it is going, okay? We're looking at the situation of things on the ground. Yes, yesterday we started a conversation, yes, with a guest who was talking about the concerns that the average voter in Nigeria has as per the elections. Of course, all of the propaganda that, oh, the elections are not going to hold, there's going to be an interim government, all of those fears have been allayed. But then today, we're going to talk about what you should arm yourself with as you're going into the elections. Do you know how to vote? Do you know where to place your finger? Do you know what you should do when you're out there? Even if somebody were to approach you to ask you to vote for them and, you know, promise to do transfer, what should you be arming yourself with on election day? Because you see, Stretch, it's one thing to say, oh, go get your PVC, go and vote. But how many people really know what the problem? Don't forget, we're having a lot more people who are new entrants. Let me use that word loosely. Yeah. People who have never really been to the voting arena ever. So, and we have a huge percentage of those people. What should they be knowing?
Right. Yeah. Yes. What are the things that you are supposed to look out for?
Look out for. What should be your expectation in that regard? So these are some of the questions that need to be raised, in that regard. And our guest is Dr. Ndubisi Nwokolo. He is the chief executive of NextEar, and he's, of course, an election consultant. He's going to be talking with us in a bit. We're still trying to connect with Dr. Nwokolo so that he can be part of the conversation. But I'm most interested in that percentage of new people who are just joining, the electoral register.
And I'm also thinking about the day-to-day. Like we had a guest a couple of days ago. The person said that
many people have an impression. They have a mindset of what to expect. It's like you giving someone direction to go to somewhere. And you can describe how to get there, but you can't describe the experience that person will have when the person gets there. Mm. So what are we supposed to expect? The sun is going to be hot. The place might be farther than you think. You might have to stay longer than you think. There might be procedures you don't know about that you will have to follow. There could be things you will do that would invalidate your going out in the first place. There could be things that, what are the things that I'm supposed to know? Many people, like you said, lots of people, maybe it's been long, some people even went, there are some people that have not gone to polling booths for since they were maybe 18.
Yeah.
And now some people are much older, maybe twice that age now, and now they're going to be going out. People are determined. We know that there will be a lot of people out there. There should be a masterclass to tell us what to expect, how to conduct ourselves, what steps to take, 1, 2, 3, 4. What do I do when I get there? Where do I go to? Are the INEC officials prepared with big signs and directions? Are they patient enough to direct people? This is going to be a different election because we have the feeling that many more people have been involved in this and we need to have that conversation.
Well, I think we're being joined now by Dr. Ndubuisi Nwokolo. He is the chief executive of NextEar. Dr. Ndu, good morning.
Please along, we shall be.
Thank you for joining us this morning. Dr. Ndu, can you hear me? While we're trying to get Dr. Ndubuisi Nwokolo's attention right now, we're going to try as much as possible to get that audio up.
Water back.
Okay, we're having issues with his audio. Dr. Nwokolo, if you can hear me, can you turn on your camera so we can see you and hear you? Good morning. So I think that the first, like just as Stretch and I have been talking, the major concern this morning and in the conversation is for the new guys who have just joined the voters register and are wondering what to be expecting when they show up on election day. Because you see, we've sung the song of go get your PVC. Now they have their PVC. The next thing is, what do we do on election day? Let's start there.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Fantastic. So I think there are a couple of things. First, like I keep telling people, can we make this election fun for everyone? Can we make it enjoyable like most people do it in other countries? Mm. No fighting. No. Let's make it something that a memorable event for people, you know? So first, the day of the election, make sure you bring out your PVC. That's the key thing you need to do. And then be able to use a day or two to find out where exactly you're going to vote.
Your polling unit.
In terms of your polling booth. Mm-hmm. Your polling unit, yes. If you voted there before, be sure that, you know, because there are a lot of rearrangements. Have you been reassigned to another polling, you know, polling unit or polling booth around your place? How many minutes is it going to take you to walk to the place? So I think these are the couple of things you need to do a day or two to the election. Another thing you need to do, you know, is for people who want to stay after the voting until, you know, make sure you have your water or maybe your snack or something that could keep you while you hang around.
Okay.
Like I keep telling Nigerians, we're going to make this thing fun. There's no fighting around it. Nobody's going to kill anybody. So let's believe that we're going to make the best use of it. So if you're able to identify all these things, it will be important that people read through some of the information by organizations like Yaga Africa, Nigerian Situation Room, you know, on what will happen on that day. What are the things you need to do? Like if you walk to your polling booth, the PO, that the presiding officer will ask you your PVC, try to identify you. The next thing the person tries to do is once you're accredited and people will come back for voting and all that. So you need to read or to know what and what you're supposed to do. It's important to equip yourself with the rules and the laws so that nobody can push you around. For instance,
How many times will you try your fingerprint before you're told, oh, it hasn't worked, we need to try your facial recognition? How many times will your facial recognition be tried before they'll tell you, we've tried your fingerprint, we've tried your facial recognition, at this stage, we can't do nothing for you. We have to fill a form for you, but you are kind of technically cannot vote. So it's important to know the law so that if after the fourth time and the person says you're out, you say, no, I have, the law says I have to do this and do that. So I think these are the basic things we need to know.
It's interesting how you say that these are basic things, but then it's not basic as you think, because not many people are able to get access to this information, whether it be from Yaga, whether it be from the Situation Room, or even online. And INEC, I'm always asking. Yes, we know INEC's job is cut out for them, but have they done enough that people can say, well, yeah, I heard INEC say this. I heard INEC say that, and maybe I can go read more on it. Do you think INEC has done a lot in this regard of sensitizing people on what to do when they get to the polling units?
So, without holding brief for INEC, one thing is that election is not only the responsibility of INEC. It comprises of a lot of things and involves a lot of other stakeholders, like the National Orientation Agency is there, the political parties are there, because if people don't come out to vote for your political party, you may likely win or lose the election. So as a political party sensitization and education is not only the responsibility of INEC. So the CSOs, the NGOs are there to equally educate people, as well as the radios and the TVs and so on, the media. So INEC may have done their own bit. I think we equally have to do ours. So like exactly what you're doing today, there are a lot of people listening to you now and they are nodding their head and jotting one thing or the other, so which is very important. So. I think INEC may have done, some people may consider it enough, some people may not consider it enough. But these things are processes.
Okay.
What we'll learn this year, by the next election, people would have improved on it. And more importantly, like what we're saying is
Dr. Ndu, just hold that thought. We're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue with this. Stay with us. Minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. It's still What's Up Lagos. My name is Mary Anna Cone, Stretch in the building. And of course, we have FETA, cross-fertilization. And this morning, we're talking about the elections, what to expect, what you need to know as a voter, and how you should arm yourself. And when we say arm yourself, information that you need to arm yourself with before you get to the election. Especially because this year we have new entrants. Let's use that word loosely. People who may never have experienced the voting process before, and all that they need to know. Too many people have gotten their PVCs. In fact, there are people who are 40-year-olds who are going to be voting for the very first time in this elections come next week, Saturday. And that's why our guest is here to talk to us about all that we need to know. And, of course, a few of the concerns that these people might have. Dr. Ndubisi Nwokolo is the chief executive of Next Year. Dr. Nwokolo, before we went on the break, we were talking about some of the things that people need to arm themselves with and the information they need to get. Now, you did talk about the fact that INEC has done its bit, that the media, civil society, the NOA, let's pause for a minute. The NOA seems to be a government agency that only comes alive few weeks to election, and that's the only time you get to hear from them. I'm curious, for somebody who works with civil society and all of that, why do you think that the NOA has its hands so tied until election day?
I don't know whether to say they have their hands tied in any way, but I'd rather say it has to do with funding. And then it has to do with the vision and the drive of whoever is there, you know? So I keep telling people that money follows projects. So, yes, they may not have the kind of money government may not have been giving them the kind of money they need to do the work they are doing. Well, you might put a very smart guy there, he would change the whole narrative.
So
you know,
but so you don't think the guy who's there is smart? Because I mean, you can be really smart, but then if you're not getting access to funding, just as you said, what's that smartness going to do?
So smart is not about passing your examinations.
Mm-hmm.
Smart might be about doing things ordinarily 10 men can do it. Only you can do it in less than the hours they will use in doing it, because you have devised a way of like doing it. So he might be smart that maybe he came out with a first class, but he doesn't understand how to do the job.
Hmm.
So, and a couple of them that have been there. So I don't know how many of you who knew when Professor Jerry Gana was headed NAMSA.
Yeah.
So how he mobilized the players, that everybody knew about it.
Hmm.
So that's why you don't even hear about National Orientation Agency. So who is there? I can't even remember who is there. So my question could be, how many times have the guy who is heading the Lagos State office been to your office?
Mm-mm.
I'm sure if he comes to do a walk with you guys, you're not going to take money from him.
Absolutely.
Because
not.
You see him as partner in progress.
Yeah.
But he hasn't even approached you, has he? So like we say, money follows budget, right?
Mm-hmm.
So probably when whoever comes there as the president of Nigeria might start thinking about using that office to reorientate a lot of people, especially our young people.
Okay.
I think it's important.
Okay. Let's talk about some of the concerns. I mean, this morning, the president had to address the nation, knowing what happened in the past 24 hours, what happened in Edo State, in Delta State. We've seen what happened in Oyo State and a few other places. I think I even heard something happened in Uyo. All of this is showing that people there's a lot of angst, you know, in the air. Nigerians are a bit frustrated with the Naira situation. And of course, we know before that there was the case of the fuel scarcity. I mean, there are too many things that Nigerians are worried about. First, Nigerians were queuing to get their PVCs, then queued for fuel, now queuing to buy, you know, to get Naira. Now, people are buying Naira with Naira. Just a few days leading up to the election. And there have been many concerns as to how this elections would look like. And when we say it, you know, before we used to say 2023 elections, but we're in 2023 and we're just about a few days away from next week, Saturday. What would you be saying to the average person who's perturbed about how things have been panning out so far?
Well, I will try to be a bit religious and philosophical about it. This too shall pass away. So, but apart from that, let me start from an angle I think everybody should equally add to your list of to-dos. One is, do you understand your environment? Do you understand the security situation around where you're going to vote? Are there likelihood that will be thugs and hooligans who will try to disrupt the election? So everybody should know your neighborhood. So if your neighborhood, if you live in, say, in VI, or you live in Lekki, or you live in the posh areas, you know, the likelihood is 1/100%. So likelihood is very small.
Mm-hmm.
But there are places where you live. I don't want to mention names of those other places as if I don't want to provide those areas.
Mm.
But the likelihood is much. So before you step out, you need to be aware of your environment. So that's one of the first things you do. So on getting to the polling center or to your polling booth or around there, be conscious of your environment. If anything happens, what is my escape route? Where would I be running to? Where would I be hiding? So these are some of the things you need to know. So security is everybody's business. So be conscious of where you're going to vote. Be conscious of your environment. Be conscious of your area. So that if anything happens, which we pray it shouldn't, but the likelihood may be such. So these are the first thing I will tell everybody to know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to talk about, because you see, many people also are worried now that we've seen these pockets of violence. People are also worried that this might be the situation of things, you know, on election day. But then we've seen a lot of government officials, we've seen governors, we've seen politicians who are begging for calm, asking for calm. And for the governor of Lagos State, for example, has appealed to Lagosians to, you know, be calm, that things will, you know, quieten down, and the situation will be solved. Now, the case might not be the same in Edo State because we're seeing a lot of finger pointing. So the Edo State governor is accusing his predecessor of, you know, paying thugs to, you know, heighten the situation in Edo State. And messaging is very important as we speak. How does that messaging also translate to what will happen on election day? Well, of course, we know that these two have been at loggerheads for a while now.
So there are a couple of things. When you see a protest that's organic, you will know. When you see a protest that is not organic, that was really sponsored by someone, you will know. Without calling names, when I see people being driven by a trailer and they're jumping out of trailers to attack a bank, my question will be, at least as a security expert, my question will be, who organized them and brought them to that place?
Mm.
So it means that someone perpetrated it, somebody helped it. We are not saying that we are not in a difficult situation, but it's important to know that a lot of it has been dramatized, and the political class, you know, are helping to up it, especially using their supporters to make the situation look more than it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like I said yesterday in one interview, I said, this is a time to show a lot of patriotism. This is a time to show a lot of zeal. So I went to one ATM to take money, and I saw someone with 50 ATM cards.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm not lying. It's up to 50. So what I ask myself is, what are you doing with them? So obviously, it could be someone who runs a POS. So has the person shown a bit of patriotism? Mm. So this is a time where all of us should come. This is a part of nation building, and I think I'm going to appeal to Nigerians. Like I said, this too shall pass away. Can we just give ourselves some time?
Okay.
So, and as well as the things are happening, you know, when things happen most times, equally a time for us to reflect where we've not done well and see how to correct it.
Okay, so
as these things are happening, asking.
I'm so sorry, doctor.
Sorry, if I can finish this, if yeah. I can finish yeah. this thought.
Go ahead, okay. Go ahead.
I'm equally asking the Central Bank of Nigeria to look, with the commercial banks, to look at a ways of removing the bank charges that people pay on transferring monies. How can I pay 500 naira? You know, bank transfer 500 or 200 naira, you're taking 35 naira from me. So if they can look at it and say, okay, if you do up to 10,000 naira, pay a charge. If you do anything less than that, you will encourage a lot of people to go to online banking. You will reduce that. Because a lot of people want to take the money and spend from there. But if they know they can pay their 500 naira, 200 naira without any charges, they will do it online.
Mm.
So as we are thinking about how to solve this problem, the banks and the central bank should look at itself and see how to help as well.
Okay. My colleague has a question.
Yeah. I really appreciate the fact that you're actually shedding so much light on this. I just want to ask this. When you mention the people, how people coming out to vote for the first time, what do you think we can do as a people? I mean, we know the state governments have guaranteed us there will be safety, go out and vote. And you're saying it's an act of patriotism to vote. People listening now will say, okay, on that day, what do we do as a people? Do we go out in a group? Do we stay together to make sure that we are at least safe? What do we do? And when I go out and I find out, okay, Marianne is there, Feta is there, I find 7 or 8 other people, do we stand together? Because these guys that will, whoever could attack might come out, they will have a plan. They will have a strategy. I can't, because of patriotism, and go and put my life in danger. That's what they will be telling from where they are listening now. Is there any way we can found, have a format on our own as civilians who are going there to go and vote for the good of our country to reduce the incidence of any violence in case it occurs?
So I think you even provide an answer to your question, okay, which is, do we stay together? If people, let's say your neighborhood and you all come out to vote, whether you're voting for party A, party B, party, yeah, it doesn't matter. All you want is a peaceful election.
Mm.
And you see people coming to disrupt the election, and as a group, you resist them, they will go back.
Mm.
There is power in the group.
Mm-hmm.
If all of you stay together, because it's not about who wins. It's about having a country after the election.
True. Mm.
And we must have a country after the election.
Yes, sir.
So if we stay together, it doesn't matter who you vote for, because it is your, it's your prerogative to vote for anybody. Nobody can should force you on who to vote for.
Mm.
You know? And if we all have the understanding that the that we have to vote and we have to have an, the country after the election, and you see people coming to disrupt the election, and you collectively stand against that, I don't see two or three people winning, people who are like 20, 50 in number.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that. So if you confront them, maybe you can start with, you know, trying to be peaceful, trying to talk them, talk to them in a very, in the language they will understand, as in being very, very peaceful in your approach, trying to talk sense into them. I think that's the best way to, the best thing to do. And as you're doing that, one of you or two of you should start alerting the police. And I think everybody should have numbers of security agencies to yeah. reach out to
yeah.
the Nigerian police, the civil defense, the Nigerian army, so on and so forth. Before you even set up, have those numbers with you.
Okay.
Mm.
I think that will help. As well as numbers of monitoring organizations, NGOs, and observer missions that will be around. So if once you see such a thing, start making the calls. They will know that you are trying to protect your vote. They will go away.
Okay. Well, we want to get Lagos to chime in on this for a few minutes. I think we have 2 minutes. We could take two calls. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, you can call 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. I just, on a lighter note, yesterday when I was having a conversation about concerns about the election, somebody called me and said, oh, I haven't picked up my PVC because, you see, when I lost my PVC, I don't know how to go about getting it.
Yesterday. Wow.
So there are people who are still yet to be awake to their responsibilities in terms of voting. There are people who are just realizing that, hey, election is next week. Ah, let me go and get my card. And for me, and I said to the person, enough is enough, and I and Nigerian Info, we have been having a series on what you should know, how to get your PVCs, all the questions. We even had INEC on this show for weeks. And then today you decide to call me and tell me, how do I get my PVC? So there are people who are, that, you know, still backwards or yet to understand what's happening. Keep calling 0700-993-993-993. We want to take one or two calls before we let the doctor go. 0700-993-993-993. If you have any questions, comments about the elections, what you need to do, how you need to vote. Now, there's a question that has been raised before now. I don't know. Maybe INEC needs to also answer that. But, Doctor, maybe you can attempt it. People are wondering which finger they would have to, you know, use to vote. If it's the index finger, if it's the thumb. Yeah, you know, so people are still concerned because these mistakes can also void your votes one way or the other. But let's take this call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. This is from first time caller.
What's Mr. your name, sir?
Mr. Odom.
Mr. Odom, please go ahead.
The gentleman there have just mentioned some agent. Can he please give us the agent's number?
What agent?
No, that you can call.
Observers. Okay, that you can call. Okay. All right.
Thank you. Yes.
All right. Thank you very much, Udom, for calling. Let's take another call. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning. Cheers to life.
Yeah, good morning, everybody in the studio.
Yes, go ahead. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, I'm Peter. I'm calling from Lagos.
All right, Peter. Go ahead.
Yeah, you see, it's like just what you just said. Somebody talks about his or her PVC. I have not just gone to collect it. I just left Imo State because of insecurity, a 2 weeks before the deadline of
the
expiring of the collection of the PVC. I cannot make a transfer. So I don't know. I'm one of them that will be franchised. And it's all over. But we just thank God that the election will go peacefully.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. Doc, would you care to respond before we wrap things up? Unfortunately, we can't take this. Too many calls coming.
On the numbers, there are a couple of numbers. If you check the INEC website, you see some numbers to call. If you check websites of organizations like Yaga Africa, Situation Room, Nigerian Situation Room, you see many numbers of even your local police, your state police, and so on. Nigerian police, I think they have a unit that is in charge of the election. They provided some numbers as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you can take that out and have it. Then on the voting, when you look at your thumb, most times your thumb is a bit big, that if you try to use it, you might see the ink encroaching on the boundary boxes, of where your... Yes. So most times people are advised to use this. So it doesn't really matter. Once you're able to use it and get it at the middle.
Yeah.
So in such a way that it does not, the ink doesn't spread and nobody will know the party you voted for.
Yeah.
And most times try to hold it for 30 seconds so that the ink can be dry before you fold it and then you'll be fine.
All right, Doctor. Unfortunately, we don't have enough time, but we want to say thank you. Dr. Ndubisi Nwokolo is the chief executive of NextEar. Thank you so much for being here to have this conversation with us. We'll continue to have these conversations leading up to the election. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much,
here.
Doctor. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
All right. And that's it, Lagos. We have to go because time is not on our side. That's the show today, Stretch.
Yes, we'll try to get those numbers as subsequent shows.
Yes, yes.
Thank you so much. Stretch Original on Instagram, Stretch Cool on Twitter.
M-I-M-I-E-Y-O. That's Mimi Ayo on Twitter and Instagram. And search for Mary Ann Duke anywhere else. Feta?
Yes, my name is Feta. Yes, you can follow me on Instagram at Feta Dynamo. Thank you.